Yeah, that's right. That's exactly right.
Let's see, you can't have catching your grasshopper, find a snail or a worm on the ground, either one.
Yeah. But they don't live in water. They don't live in...
No, they're not supposed to.
Oh.
But now, they long years ago, when they first stayed here,
yeah,
they would go down to what they call Bluff Creek down here to roost at night. You see, or that long years ago, said the boy, they went to Florida. They left here and went somewhere in Florida.
Uh-huh.
And spent the winter.
Yeah.
And come back here in the spring.
Right.
And don't tell none of them that I'm wrong. I don't care who they are. I stood right out there in the yard and watched them go up and up and up and say, kr-r, 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 till they got almost late in the evening. Now listen, late in the evening. Till they got to where they looked about this big, which you could see them circling behind each other.
How high up would that be?
Well, God knows I couldn't tell you, but I'd think about 500 feet now. What I'd really think now might be, it might could have been a mile high. You understand?
But yeah, okay. Well,
I told you how big the bird looked, so I didn't know how high it was to be, but I'd judge mm-hmm. way on up there.
So they looked like what about?
Well, let's say this big. It would be as big as you could tell. Just yeah. before the sun. Well, it's sun. Now listen, the sun would be down here, but it would be shining on him up there.
Uh-huh.
You could see a glitter in the wings, see?
I bet that was beautiful.
After a while, one of them said, kluck, kluck, and take off, and all the rest right behind it. And they went that away.
And where they went? Which way was that?
They went due east.
Due east?
Almost due east of here. And so I figured then when they quit going there, that people had developed where they went and lived in the water in Florida until they couldn't live there no longer, and they quit going back there.
Uh-huh.
You know, developing housing projects or whatever you might have, or I don't know, I wouldn't attempt to say, because something happened that they quit going there. And don't tell me I don't know what I'm talking about, because hell, I sat right here and out there and watched them go up the evening. And listen, well, you...
I bet that was, what kind of sight was that?
Huh?
What kind of sight was that? But that was...
Well, it was just curiosity to watch them and wonder what they were doing and why they were going and why they were gathering up like that. Mm-hmm. And that there were big birds and how they could manage to stay in the air that long and
yeah.
and just circle and keep taking that racket. You know, yes, you'd be out there by yourself, you could hear them, you'd go to look and you'd see them. And,
so that was a beautiful sight.
Yes, it was. And see the sun shine on them as they turn, you know, like that, and they're getting higher and higher. And when they get up to be about, I'd say, about that big, look like a bird about that big, you see them. And he is gone. You didn't see them all next spring. Something you didn't see them birds anymore.
Huh.
And, next summer they come back here and the woods are burned and they raise their little ones here again. Because they burned every bit of the woods. They wouldn't leave a place that wasn't burned. An acre of ground had to be burned.
So y'all can't burn the woods around here anymore, can you?
Well, you could if they control it and burn it. But the timber coming up, those regular 8-foot wingspreads got to have an opening to rise and fly.
Yeah.
And so you naturally couldn't raise them in thick timber, you know that. If you burned the woods under it, they yeah. still wouldn't do. So
I guess it's just their habitat sort of dying out here. And your idea is that you're not really trying to. Well, you can't postpone. Yeah. Well, what are you trying? What am I trying to say? In other words. You don't think there's any way we can stop people from moving in this area, right?
Well, it's almost up now.
Yeah.
In this area.
It is?
It's owned by individuals, owned by big companies.
Uh-huh.
And they don't sell it to nobody at no price. You see, that it's in this, maybe you don't know it, but I do.
You told me the paper.
International Paper Company is owned and bossed in England.
It is?
Yes, the boss is in England. And if you want to do anything here, you get your headquarters. If you want to get the headquarters, you go to England to find out what to do. I know that. That man, when the war was going on, they had to have turpentine.
Uh-huh.
And these up here had a big turpentine business.